This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo will be on hand today for the signing of an agreement with the Taliban in Afghanistan. This comes after a week-long U.S.-Taliban accord on a reduction of violence in the country. The deal calls for Washington to draw down its troop level in Afghanistan from 13,000 to about 8,600. In Brussels, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg called today's event a positive move toward peace.
This will be only the first but very important first step towards a lasting peace agreement in Afghanistan.
Stoltenberg said the only permanent solution is a peace process involving the Taliban and the Afghan government. Direct talks between the two sides are tentatively scheduled to begin within 10 days. Under the agreement, Afghanistan is to release 5,000 jailed Taliban prisoners, while the insurgents are forbidden to allow extremists to launch attacks against America or its allies from Afghan soil. The war in Afghanistan is close to 20 years old. Fears over the coronavirus outbreak are spreading worldwide as many countries, including Africa's densely populated Nigeria, encounter their first cases of the often deadly infection. AP correspondent Sagar Magani has a report.
The World Health Organization has boosted its risk assessment of the virus spreading worldwide
to very high at global level,
with the number of nations hit nearing five dozen.
The first case of coronavirus disease in confirmed in Nigeria.
It's now reached sub-Saharan Africa. Mexico, New Zealand, and Iceland are among other nations reporting their first cases, some appearing with no obvious source. With governments scrambling to contain the virus, the health crisis is turning into an economic one, with travel warnings, factory shutdowns, and event cancellations.
The Geneva International Motor Show n'aura pas lieu,
including one of the car industry's showcase events. Sagar Magani, Washington.
From Washington, this is VOA News. More refugees and migrants have been gathering near Turkey's border with Greece today as they try to enter Europe to escape deadly airstrikes by government forces in Syria. There have been some scuffles with Greek border guards, including the use of tear gas. The European Union has warned that the fighting in northern Syria could escalate into open war between Turkish and Russian-backed Syrian forces. 33 Turkish soldiers in Syria were killed in airstrikes this week. American health officials say there is a second coronavirus case involving so-called community transmission in the U.S. As AP's Mike Rossi reports, it is a worrisome development.
A new case of coronavirus has been confirmed in Northern California.
This is the third case to be identified in our county.
Dr. Sarah Cody is Santa Clara County's health officer.
The individual is an adult woman with chronic health conditions.
The new patient had not traveled abroad or been in contact with anyone known to have been infected. But Dr. Chris Braden of the CDC says
it may be those people that are not severely ill may not even seek medical care, but are still ill in some way and infectious that may spread this the most.
Health officials think COVID-19 spreads mainly from droplets when an infected person coughs or sneezes. I'm Mike Gracia.
U.S. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says although the coronavirus outbreak poses what he called an evolving risk, the U.S. economy remains in a good position. Stock markets around the world have been battered this week, steeped in fears over the spread of COVID-19. Wall Street had its worst week since the financial crisis of 2008. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost nearly 3,600 points. The Fed says it is ready to help, and investors are looking for it to cut interest rates when it meets in 2 weeks. Voters in South Carolina cast ballots today in a Democratic Party presidential primary, a dramatic run-up to next week's crucial Super Tuesday marathon of balloting in 14 states. Former Vice President Joe Biden has stumbled badly in three primary season contests so far. An expert opinion is that he needs a strong win in South Carolina to sustain his campaign. Here's the AP's Jennifer King.
For the Democrats, it's crunch time, with nearly two-thirds of the delegates up for grabs in a 30-day period, including South Carolina and 14 states and American Samoa on Super Tuesday next week. Bernie Sanders leads the delegate count.
We're going to win this campaign.
While Joe Biden is looking for a rebound in South Carolina that could propel his campaign forward, he was among the candidates who criticized President Trump's handling of the new coronavirus outbreak.
Like the rest of us, this virus is not impressed by his tweets.
Pete Buttigieg spoke to supporters in Charleston.
We are poised to make history.
Amy Klobuchar stumped in several different states, while Elizabeth Warren encouraged supporters to go door-to-door in Greenville, South Carolina.
That is what it is gonna take.
Mike Bloomberg campaigned in Tennessee, trying to attract voters disenchanted with the current choices.
No state is too red for the Democratic Party, and no voter is too liberal or too moderate or too conservative.
I'm Jennifer King.
Gene Randall, VOA News.